This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Good evening. The show begins tonight in Ukraine, not just Ukraine, but back to Istanbul, March of 2022. Conversation with Anatoly Levin. The suggestion is that there's an agreement there somewhere, promising, guaranteeing. Both sides, true, no troops, no NATO. Istanbul, 2022. It's a beginning. Ukraine conflict winding down. There are other issues that President Trump has indicated in conversation with Russia, such as what he means by denuking, arms control. And then Iran. Andrea Stricker from the Foundation for the Defense of Democracy gives us a history of the Iranian suspect nuclear weapons program since the beginning of this century and brings us up to date on where it is right now and what we don't know. It's a moment to consider. Mary Anastasia O'Grady writes of El Salvador's Bukele, the extremely powerful president, greeted happily by Marco Rubio on his embassy into Central America. Mary asks difficult questions to answer. Why is the Trump administration romancing Bukele, who has put tens of thousands of people without trial in jail, intimidated the legislature, eliminates balance of government, and being what you say was confrontational with Canada? There is no answer I know. Doge in D.C., Veronique de Régis speaks of what must be done by Congress to support Doge. These are orders from the president. They're not law. They go away when there's a new president or when the president changes his mind. Law is another matter. That's for Congress. And then Doge in America, conversations with people across the country by Chris Regal, my colleague of Scholar.com. Very supportive of Doge. Reduce the scale of government, the expense of government, the waste of government. Very supportive. Conrad Black joins. Ontario is voting. Conrad Black educates us about Dan Ford, the governor, a businessman in Ontario. 40% of the population is in Ontario, I learned from Conrad. There's a general election sometime in the spring. That brings everybody in. And then a wonderful conversation with three MIT planetary scientists, Julian DeWitt, Artem Burdanov, and Richard Binzel, about the use of the James Webb Space Telescope, not to stare at TRAPPIST-1, which is a star with many planets around that are suggestive of habitable, rocky and wet, in the habitable zone, perhaps with atmospheres that are promising, or we're watching the development of planets such as ours. But also they notice streaks or things darting in front of the camera lens. It's a very narrow focus. Those turn out to be unknown meteorites, and Artem Burdanov and Julian DeWitt write it up for Nature magazine, getting a cover from Nature magazine. Richard Binzel gives us history about why we're worried about near-Earth objects, NEOs. There are two new telescopes about to come online. One is called NEO Surveyor, to be launched by NASA, in space to track all these asteroids that could come near us, pick them up. Webb does it with infrared. It can be done with sunlight, but infrared is very agreeable. And the other one is the Vera Rubin telescope in Chile. It'll map the whole sky every night constantly and catch everything that's moving around us. Four parts, four conversations. The last part is fun. I give them unlimited budgets. What do they want to do? And then Evan Ellis joins for the New World Report. First, Venezuela. The Trump administration offers a carrot. Nothing is satisfactory. It takes the carrot back. No stick yet. And then a conversation about Panama, troubled by its copper mine, its uneven governance. Conversation about Mexico. Is Claudia Sheinbaum, the Mexican president, a Trump whisperer? With all the bellicose words about trade, it appears that Mexico and the U.S. are working together to come up with an acceptable trade and migration policy. Then a conversation about two presidents, high-profile presidents in the Americas, that one in trouble, Gustavo Petro of Colombia, the other one a great celebrity. There's danger in celebrityhood. There's danger in Petro being whimsical or troubled, watching both of them, with Evan Ellis of the U.S. Army War College. There's much more to the show. I hope you enjoy it. Thank you.
Hey, everyone, this is Carrie Champion, the host of Naked Sports. The all-new 2025 Nissan Armada Pro4X provides freedom. Freedom to explore, to go wherever you want, with your whole crew and all your toys. With a twin-turbo V6 engine, 8,500 pounds of towing capacity, and seating for eight, this unshakable fortress of a vehicle is built to take you on your next adventure. Drive the all-new 2025 Nissan Armada today. Learn more at NissanUSA.com. Intelligent four-wheel drive cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
Life with CIDP can be tough, but the Thrive Team, a specialized squad of experts, helps people living with CIDP make more room in their lives for joy. Watch Rare, Well Done.
An all-new reality series, Rare, Well Done, offers help and hope to people across the country who live with the rare disease CIDP. Watch the latest episode now, exclusively on RareWellDone.com.
This message is sponsored by Greenlight. With school out, summer is the perfect time to teach our kids real-world money skills they'll use forever. Greenlight is a debit card and the number one family finance and safety app used by millions of families, helping kids learn how to save, invest, and spend wisely. Parents can send their kids money and track their spending and saving, while kids build money confidence and skills in fun ways. Start your risk-free Greenlight trial today at greenlight.com/iHeart. That's greenlight.com/iHeart.